This is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Shireen Seewert in Wausau. There's no doubt about it. People are passionate about their animals. And for many people, dogs are much more than man's best friend. They're a true part of the family. And when a beloved pet goes missing, it's hard to know just where to turn. But a Wausau man has made it his mission to reunite lost dogs with their owners. Lost Dogs of Wisconsin is a statewide organization devoted to reuniting lost pets with their owners, no matter how long the search goes on. David Woods is the local volunteer representative for Lost Dogs of Wisconsin in Marathon County. For years, he has dedicated his time and energy to this cause, and he spent countless hours distributing flyers and personally searching for lost animals in hopes of returning them home. David, thank you so much for joining us today.
I appreciate it. Thanks. Thank you for letting me be here.
Tell us how this started for you. How did you find out about Lost Dogs of Wisconsin in the first place?
My daughter, 15 years ago, lost a dog, and I was searching for it before work, after work, put out 400 flyers, and she was found after 2 weeks. A lady was feeding her over in the park, but I joined a group of three ladies that were just starting Lost Dogs of Wisconsin. And it's kind of snowballed from there.
Take me through it. What happens when somebody contacts you because their dog has gone missing? What's the process like?
Sure. They actually can go to our Facebook, Find Fido, or our website, Lost Dogs of Wisconsin. They fill out a form on petfbi.org. Cats, it can be birds, it can be horses, it can be any animal. That PetFBI is a national database for all lost animals. It's the only one that's map-based for the United States. And then they send the information for the lost dog to one of our lost dog flyer makers. We make the flyer, send it to the owner, and we post all over social media. And that dog gets assigned a caseworker for their county who works with the owner, because we find that all common sense kind of goes out the window when it's your family member and it's your lost dog. We guide them through the process and what steps to take.
How do you go about settling them down and giving them that support they need so they can think clearly and logically in a situation that's so difficult emotionally?
Most of us have been in that boat before, so we know what to do, the steps to take. A lot of times, all you have to do is just give them some direction. They're kind of lost, like I was in the beginning. Once they start the steps, they kind of settle down. And we reassure them that we find lots of them days, weeks, months out. So it's just a process of helping them out.
What does it feel like for you personally when you see an animal reunited with its owner? What is that like?
We call it the Lost Dogs of Wisconsin happy dance in our living rooms. So, but it's a very gratifying feeling. You know, basically all of us just would appreciate the help if it was our lost dog. So that's kind of like, that's why we do what we do.
Do you have a favorite success story to share?
I do. My favorite one is Abner. Abner went lost on a weekend outing from Madison up at Three Lakes up in northern Wisconsin. And the owner had to get back to work. So the owner would drive every weekend back up north and stay in motel rooms. She racked up, I don't know how many thousands of dollars in hotel rooms. And Abner went 9 weeks through two polar vortexes, two deer seasons, and ended up sleeping in a kind person's wood-fired water heater outside of their house, the shed, and was able to coax him inside and called the owner after 9 weeks, who drove up to get him. So I still talk to Abner's owner, Mary. It's you make these lifelong friends when you do this, so it's been wonderful.
Is there a point that you ever say it's time to give up, that too much time has passed?
No, we never give up. We always keep watching. We always keep watching. We have expert matchers that look at all the animals in the humane societies when they come in. Our motto is never give up. A lot of times we just never know. Maybe they've been picked up. And the finder doesn't know what to do, ends up keeping them. Wisconsin is not finders keepers according to the law, but that happens. Our worst case scenarios are when they're found deceased.
How do you manage this emotionally yourself? You're so connected to the people, you're so connected to the animals. How do you take care of your own emotional health?
It's draining, I can tell you that, because we take all of these lost dogs to heart. I always keep reminding myself that I would want to help if it was my dog. So we just keep plugging along. We have 60, 70 volunteers across Wisconsin, off and on, to do this on their own time with their own resources, from caseworkers like myself that cover counties to computer people to flyer makers. We've got a pretty good bunch. They've hung in there hard and tough for 15 years.
In addition to the flyers, in addition to the social media shares, what are some pieces of advice you give pet owners the minute they contact you and say, I have lost my dog?
Sure, immediately call your local PD or sheriff and the Humane Society, because a finder should do the same thing and they can connect you. The second thing is to immediately set out scent items, and that includes smelly food, the dog's toys and blankets, and also the owner's major thing is the owner's worn clothing. A lot of times the dogs are right back at the same place later on. Then also we tell people to set a sign by the road, lost dog. A lot of times finders and spotters drive around looking for the owners and they'll see that sign. Social media has just been a boon to helping get animals back home. 90% of our dogs are found because someone saw a flyer, they recognized the dog for a spotting, then notified the owner, or the owner actually handed them a hard copy while out handing out flyers. So social media has been unreal in helping lost dogs get home.
David Woods from Lost Dogs of Wisconsin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Remember, if you have an idea about something in central Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is central@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News, including this one online at wpr.org. I'm Shereen Seward from our bureau in Wausau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.